And where are you going?
This time on the Blowtorch Presents, we're talking about the five worst players in the NBA this season. We'll take a call from Joe Alexander, forward for the Milwaukee Bucks, and music from the Nucks. That wasn't supposed to rhyme. It's crispy.
You're listening to the Blowtorch Presents.
Yes, yes, y'all. You're listening to the Blowtorch Presents, presented by theblowtorch.net. I am your host, Goat Hair, aka Goatman, which is apparently the new nickname for my nickname. Anyways, let's get down to business. Today we're chopping up game, talking about the worst players in the NBA this season. Number five on that list is Mike Wilkes of the Orlando Magic. Now, supposedly, Mike Wilkes is a professional basketball player. Supposedly, he's a guard, and supposedly, he's on the Orlando Magic. But I present these facts to you. On the NBA.com website, there's a picture of Mike Wilkes playing for the Seattle Supersonics. And if the Seattle Supersonics don't exist, can Mike Wilkes exist? Consider that. Number four on the list is Maceo Bastin of the Indiana Pacers. Now, if you'll remember, Maceo Bastin used to play for the University of Michigan, who, for quite a while, has been pretty terrible, which hurts my heart. So, in theory, Maceo Bastin was the best player for a worst team, and now he's the worst player for one of the worst teams in the NBA. By the transitive property, that means he's the fourth worst player in the NBA this season. Number three on the terrible players list is Kevin Ollie of the Minnesota Timberwolves. This shout-out goes out to Matt Moore, who, for whatever reason, has convinced the entire NBA blogosphere that the D-League's legit. And he's right. Also legit, Blake Ahern, who was cut for Kevin Ollie. And if you'll remember, Kevin Ollie has not been good since probably that season with the 76ers when they ended up in the finals, and he rode Iverson's coattails, he ended up on the Bulls, he looks like Mr. Potato Head. None of these are good things. Number two on the list, and another hurt to my heart, is Michael Ruffin, who was, for whatever reason, signed by the Chicago Bulls. Now, one of the redeeming qualities about Michael Ruffin is his name. Good name, terrible basketball player, even worse looking. But I guess that's probably the reason the Bulls signed him, as it's easy to make the argument that the Bulls are the ugliest team in the NBA this year, finally stealing that title away from the Sacramento Kings. And the number one worst player in the NBA this season is the entire New York Knicks roster. Sorry, Divine. Sorry, Dallas Penn. Sorry, Joey. Sorry, everybody out there who's a Knicks fan. But your team's terrible. Zing! And those are your five worst players in the NBA, which I guess is probably more like your 16 worst players in the NBA. Anyways, after the break, I was lucky enough to have an interview with Mr. Joe Alexander of the Milwaukee Bucks. Check that on the comeback.
Now, you're listening to the Blowtorch. I can't say it. Erase it.
Just after Joe Alexander had his very first NBA game, where unfortunately he didn't see the court, I was lucky enough to sit down with him and talk a little bit about how he's been adjusting to the NBA. Let's go to the tape. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Trey.
Whoa, hold on a second. I need to adjust some of these levels here real quick.
Okay, take your time. I'm very excited to be here.
I'm glad to have you, Joe, but it'd be really helpful if you didn't talk so loud.
Like it's a choice, juice bag.
I'm sorry. What?
You know very well that I suffer from voice modulation syndrome, a terrible disease that afflicts upwards of 6 people a year across the globe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that.
That's okay, Trey. I'm used to it, especially from stupid idiots like you.
Hey!
I'm sorry. That was under my breath, but due to this horrible, horrible affliction, I can't say things under my breath, you jerk.
Okay, whatever. Let's move on.
Yes, let's.
So, you had your first real NBA game yesterday. Tell me what was going through your mind.
It was unbelievable, Trey. I cannot put into words how amazing and surreal it was. Even if I could, a simpleton like yourself could never understand.
Come on, Joe. That's low.
Once again, that was under my breath. The disease.
Yeah, sure. Moving on. What's been the biggest adjustment you've made since coming to the Bucks from West Virginia?
The biggest thing has been getting used to Coach Skiles. Seems like he uses my affliction as an excuse to yell even louder. He's a terrible person, and I hope he gets rabies.
You can't mean that, Joe.
Mean what?
About Coach Skiles getting rabies?
Did I say that out loud? I thought I was talking to myself.
No, that was definitely out loud.
Oh no, this is bad, Trey. If Coach Skiles hear this, he'll make me shave all the hair off my body, just like he did to Charlie Villanueva.
You do know Charlie Villanueva's hairless due to alopecia, right?
How dare you, Trey? Just because he's very strange looking doesn't mean there's something wrong with him. You truly are an insensitive jerk, and I want to punch you in the kidneys.
Yeah.
Oh no, was that out loud too? Can we please end this now before I say anything else?
That's a great idea. Thanks for taking the time to be on The Blowtorch Presents.
Thanks for having me, Trey.
You're listening to The Blowtorch Presents. Is that one better?
This week's song is Cappuccino by The Nux off their recently released Remind Me in 3 Days. The song's really dope. Jeff Weiss has been leading the blog charge and trying to big up these guys, and they are quite deserving. Check out the song. Go buy the disc.
Complete the physique, it's the bubble that keeps a fucking nigga in trouble. The Cappuccino Express, you guess, now give me a double. I hit that nigga Josh the Goon and tell him bring me the fat tech. My fresh spray paint and my Z-Boy backpack. You dig it? The Buck Crew is something like Rat Pack. And I'm the nerd with glasses that'll make that gas clap. L's a fucking second away from a pimp. Old Slim Fly to die for and sharp as a pencil, yeah. Now lazy bonton roulette like a Jaguar. Cafe Dumont, beignet, hoes I bag, y'all.
Fresh Cappuccino with a mocha twist. Fresh, fresh cappuccino with a mocha twist. Fresh, fresh cappuccino with a mocha twist. Hey, hey, miss. I need a fresh cappuccino with a mocha twist. Fresh, fresh cappuccino with a mocha twist.
It's crispy. Fresh, check it out.
With a mocha twist.
I gotta tell y'all.
Miss.
Story goes, this chick I went and shit, I've been dating for 2 months. We do brunch and lunch, the shit is sweet like fruit punch. But 2 months, I've been waiting like crackpin. My future fucking bleak with this bra like Yasmin. You speak with me, you eat with me, but why don't you sleep with me? I figured if I could hold out, I'd be rolling on the easy street. But never know me no more, this shit is clear like Vizine. See, I'd rather please my Jimmy like Ivy. She know this is why I switch it like a pitcher. Cause I'm folk trying to get my zipper unzipped. But hold it, this what she say is my problemo. But it's crispy, my MOB to stretch it like a limo. But it's no hats, not even no hand jobs, no daps. She be the reason why I'm scheming up in bars, in fact. And why I live in Bonton Roulette like a Jaguar. Cafe Dumont Vignette holds I bag, y'all.
Fresh cappuccino with a mocha twist. Fresh, fresh cappuccino with a mocha twist. Fresh, fresh cappuccino with a mocha twist. Hey, hey, miss. I need a fresh cappuccino with a mocha twist. Fresh, fresh cappuccino with a mocha twist. Fresh, fresh cappuccino with a mocha twist. Hey, hey, miss.
This has been the Blowtorch Presents, presented by the Blowtorch.